It is now my pleasure to introduce Antonia Macarella to Morning Magazine. Antonia is the CEO of the Real Estate Institute of Queensland. REIQ is the state peak body for real estate. Good morning, Antonia.
Good morning.
Now, there are new property laws that have been introduced into Parliament last week. Can you tell us a little bit about that bill, please?
Yes, of course. So the Attorney General and Minister for Justice introduced the Property Law Bill. It seeks to make a number of amendments to property laws, but in particular what we are focused on is the disclosure regime that it proposes to introduce into Queensland, which would bring into play a series of disclosure requirements associated with the sale of property, both residential and commercial property, up to the value of $10 million.
Okay, so what concerns did the REIQ have with the proposed legislation?
Well, firstly, what I'd say is we do welcome this. It's been a long time coming. So we are supportive of the introduction of a disclosure regime. I guess our concern with it going into Parliament is that we felt that it was a tad premature, simply because there are still a number of quite material matters that need to be finalised. And we just want to ensure that this isn't rushed through at the 11th hour without those matters being properly considered.
Good. Lovely. And does an agent have new responsibilities, Antonia, under this new legislation?
Well, yes, arguably that will be the case. Sellers will be required, once it becomes law, to comply with the statutory disclosure regime. So at the moment in Queensland, there are already a series of disclosures which are associated with the sale of property. But this will really bring into play a series of mandatory disclosures, some new ones in some cases. And so that will apply equally to agents acting on behalf of sellers, or of course sellers will need to comply even if they're perhaps not represented by a real estate agent.
Well, very good. And Antonia, with the flooding issues being top of mind at the moment with most buyers, where can a buyer access the most recent flood information about the property that they're considering buying?
Well, that's a good question. There's a few places where I would recommend purchasers go. The first is, depending on where the property is located, have a chat to the local government about the flooding maps they have. Of course, if the property is located within the within Brisbane the Brisbane City Council, they have a very comprehensive flood-related tools available on their website, as do a number of other local governments. But as you can appreciate, the level of information that's available does vary from local government. And in addition to looking at those local government tools, I would always recommend the good old-fashioned method of marching up and down the street in the property where the property is located and looking for those residents that have been there for a long time to ask about the history of the street and the history of that property. And you'd be amazed what the neighbours can reveal to you, because of course the challenge with flooding is that even if a property hasn't flooded in the past, it may still flood in the future, and vice versa. We also know that in some instances, properties have flooded at various times in our history, but at other times they haven't, because, of course, the nature of the flooding can vary quite widely. So, unfortunately, there's not one source of truth, but certainly I would encourage people to do extensive due diligence where possible.
Fabulous information. Antonia, we really appreciate your talking to us this morning and keeping us up to speed with what is going on. And we've been speaking to Antonia Macarello, and she is from the REIQ, the Real Estate Institute of Queensland. Antonia, thank you for talking to us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.